أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا لقوا الذين آمنوا قالوا آمنا وإذا خلا بعضهم إلى بعض قالوا أتحدثونهم بما فتح الله عليكم ليحاجوكم به عند ربكم أفلا تعقلون. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained one of the evils of the Bani Israel, and that is the evil of the ulama, that they made tahrif, they changed the words of Allah Ta'ala in the Torah, the actual words which Allah had revealed, they added, they had subtracted to that. Now further Allah explains another great evil of theirs, and all this is explained to us that we can understand that we should not follow in that path of theirs, and we should not get involved in the same type of evils. That we should take stock of ourselves and check whether these evils are not in us. So the further Allah says, وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَرْجَبْ مِلْتِهِ مُسَلْمَانُ سَيْ. And when the ordinary general Jews, when they meet with the Muslims, there were many of them who, when they were alone with them, they used to say, قَالُوا آمَنَّا كَهْتَ هِي كَهَمْ مُسَلْمَانْ هُوِي. They say, we are also Muslims, because the manifestation of Islam was so clear, the teachings of Islam were so clear, and from the scriptures also they knew that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the true Nabi. وَإِذَا خَلَى بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ اور جب تنہا ہو ہوتے ہیں ایک دوسرے کے پاس. But when they meet again amongst themselves, that is amongst the Jews, and there is an exclusive meeting, gathering of the Jews in which there are no Muslims there, قَالُوا أَتُحَدِّثُونَهُمْ بِمَا فَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ. تو کہتے ہیں کہ تم کیوں کہہ دیتے ہو ان سے جو ظاہر کیا ہے اللہ نے تم پر. Then their rabbis used to tell them, the ordinary Jews who used to meet the Muslims, they should tell them that why do you go and speak to these Muslims and you tell them that you have brought Iman, and more according to them, worse than that is all the clear signs of Islam and of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam which are in the Torah and which you people know about. You go and tell them about these secrets. You go and tell them about these great gems which Allah had revealed in the Torah and which we know about Islam is the true religion. Why do you expose us? Why do you again give our secrets away to the Muslims and tell them that the Torah also teaches this? That the Torah tells us that you are the true Nabi. Why do you go and give them our inside information? لِيُحَاجُّوكُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ تَاكِ جُتْلَائِ تُمْكُ أُسَّهِ تُمْهَارِ رَبْ كَ آگِ. And they should tell them that remember, with this they are going to fight the cases against you by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. That is, in the court of Allah Ta'ala, they will say that these people knew the truth. They came and they told us that they know the truth. So they will fight a case against you, and you will have nothing to stand on in the court of Allah Ta'ala. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. كَيَا تُمْ نَهِي سَمَجْتَي. Don't you people understand this? The rabbis, the leaders of the Jews, should tell their common folk that don't you understand, you are putting yourself in a very, very difficult position by Allah Ta'ala. In other words, that when you do accept that you know, you admit you know, and then you still don't believe, because they were munafiqeen. In front of the Muslims, they should say that they believe, when they should be exclusive and alone with the Jewish people, and especially with their rabbis, then they should tell them that we are not believers. Then they should tell them, but why are you giving our secrets to them? In this way, they're going to fight that case that you people knew the truth, you admitted to the truth, and still you did not believe. So you are going to be in a very much more worse position. If you did not know the truth and you did not accept it, that is not as serious as knowing the truth and still not accepting it. So this was one great other evil which was also amongst the Jewish people and which was also amongst the rabbis. And here also we see clearly that the rabbis, who also knew the truth, but they misled the people and took them into a wrong direction and took them right into the fire of Jahannam and the worst depths of Jahannam. So this is a great lesson for us also to learn, for the general Muslims or Muslims also, and for the ulama of this ummah also, that when knowing the truth, we must not conceal it, and we must not take people on the wrong path. And the people also must not just fall prey to wrong things. We should see not who is who, but we should see where the truth lies. We should follow the truth. We want unity also. Unity cannot be on falsehood. Unity cannot be on the things which are against deen. Unity is on what Allah Ta'ala teaches and what is the truth. So we should see clearly who we follow and whether we are following the truth or not. So the evils of the Jewish people, as Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam had explained, that we will follow them just like a lizard goes to its hole. Like that we will follow also this people. And these are warnings for us that we must check ourselves, we don't fall into the same traps. As the ulama of the ummah, we must not also mislead the ummah. And as the followers in the ummah, we must not follow the wrong things. We must see what is the truth and what is the right. And that is what we should follow. May Allah let us take lesson from the Quran Sharif and let not repeat the mistakes of the people of before, but that we be on the straight path. And the most important is to worry about our akhirat. What will be our akhirat like? وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله